Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Today we're joined with one of the top prospects in this year's upcoming NFL Draft. It's Jason Worlds from Virginia Tech, the Hokies. I'm Jason. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, we appreciate you coming on. Obviously, 1 week away from the NFL Draft. Can you believe we're this close?
No. No, I can't. It's been a lifetime waiting, so for it to be this close, it's unreal.
Yeah, I mean, I assume once, you know, the first time since you put, you know, a football helmet on and some pads, I mean, this is kind of every young boy's dream, you know, to get to this moment. I mean, being so close and knowing that it's in within reach now, I mean, what's the last few days leading up to this been like?
Really just, you know, work. Remembering what got me this far. You know, I'm in the weight room as we speak, so just working out and waiting for that day for my name to be called.
And two-time All-ACC, I mean, one of the top outside linebackers, I think, at the next level is where you're projected. And when you got to Virginia Tech, I mean, obviously a big-time school, so I think the NFL was probably, you know, in your mind. But, you know, until you kind of proved yourself, I mean, when did you realize that you had what it took, you know, to kind of get to that next level?
Really, going against Dwayne Brown, you know, he went first round a couple of years ago. Going against him every day and really competing and beating him on occasion. So when I was doing that at such a young age and knowing that he was so far advanced, I knew that I could do something with this.
And nice. And for you, I mean, you leave, you have 1 year left of eligibility, so you leave your junior season. I mean, going into Coach Beamer's office, is that a tough, you know, call or a tough walk to make?
Yeah, that conversation was tough, you know, just to let him know that I was considering it at the time. And, you know, he just told me, you know, I had to do what was best for me, and he gave me some, he actually referred me to some people to talk to, so, for advice. So I was very appreciative of that. But, yeah, it was hard, and I came to my decision. He supported me.
And I'm interested to know, I mean, the last game you played at Virginia Tech, December 31st, you guys were notorious over the Tennessee Volunteers, 14 win in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. I mean, when did that kind of, you know, start to sink in that decision to kind of leave? I mean, did you have your mind up made then, or was it later on down the road?
I really didn't, I guess, make up my mind completely until after the bowl game.
Okay.
I took some time off, went home, and kind of thought about it, you know, and had to find myself and see where I stood in the decision, and I made my decision.
Nice. Jason World, NFL Draft Bible Spotlight Show, the featured guest today. You can 2-time All-ACC, and he was invited to the Scouting Combine. When you receive that Scouting Combine invite, I mean, I think that's the, you know, one of the top accolades one of you guys can get, obviously, in this process. You head down to Indianapolis. I mean, what's that like? You know, every, you know, where you go, there's an NFL coach, a scout, a GM, something going on, and you're just constantly under the NFL eye.
It's a dream, you know, it's a dream, especially if it's something that you wanted to do since you were young, you know, like I have. So it was just a dream. I took it all in. You know, I could see a lot of different coaches, a lot of people I've seen on TV, and it was cool for them to finally be there for me, you know. So that was very cool. I lived it. I loved it.
And was there anyone that you were interested in seeing up close?
Not in particular. You know, I met some cool people. Like, I met Mean Joe Green. I always talk about that. You know, as growing up watching ESPN Classics, you know, you watch some of his games and some of the late great, the older great players, you know, that I got a chance to meet was real cool.
Yeah, Mean Joe's great. I was covering a Steelers game this past year, and they actually, Coca-Cola had a, I forget how long ago, just say, the anniversary of the Coca-Cola commercial, and they had Mean Joe Green. And they actually,
yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah, they had the kid that played in the commercial. He's a grown man now, but they had him there as well. So, you know, it was kind of a weird experience seeing this guy. You know, it was funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and I didn't even know it was him. You know, obviously I knew who Mean Joe Green was, and then I'm actually standing next to the kid that was in the commercial. I thought he was another reporter. until they actually told me who he was. So, but yeah, me and Joe Green, one of the top guys, Hall of Famer, in fact. Jason, when you look back at your college career, I always ask the guys this question. I mean, is there anything that we're not going to be able to pick up on game film? Something you might do particularly well, but just because of the defensive scheme you guys used at Virginia Tech, you just couldn't showcase it?
I would say my athletic ability, but, you know, I think a lot of teams see that, you know, through the things that we do on film. I dropped a bunch. I think that teams see me drop. You know, I can rush the pass and I'm relentless. So I think I've shown a lot, you know, here at Virginia Tech. I think that one thing that the stats don't necessarily show is my production. You know, my stats weren't where I wish they would have been, but once again, I ranked in I believe the top performer on the defense in production. So just always being around the ball, just always disturbing the offense, you know, I take pride in that.
Oh, definitely. And for you, I mean, you know, defensive end, outside linebacker, at the next level, I think they kind of project you at the outside linebacker, but you've had lots of visits. I mean, the Jags, the Pats, the Eagles, just to name a few. And when these teams have you in for workouts or whatnot, I mean, where do they like you at, the outside linebacker spot?
The 4-3 teams like me at defensive end, actually. They like me. They want me to play, you know, they're crashing or they're rushing and occasionally drop back into coverage in different packages. And the 3-4 teams, you know, of course, like me at outside linebacker. So it really just depends on what the team runs schematically.
Nice. And for you, I mean, I know, you know, the typical answer from, you know, all you guys, you know, you'd play quarterback if they wanted you to. But, I mean, do you prefer being in a downline stance or standing up? I mean, do you prefer one over the other?
No, not really. You know, I just want to rush the passes. You know? A lot of coaches ask me that, you know, what do you want to do? I want to get after the quarterback. I want to be in their face. I want them to feel my presence. I want to cause interceptions and force fumbles. And, you know, I just want to wreak havoc on everything. So if they can put me in a position, whether my hand is down or standing up, let's do it.
Very nice. And at the next level, I mean, if we put Jason Worlds in an NFL uniform right now, who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays?
I like all the speed rushes, the physical explosive rushes, the Joey Porters, the Elvis Dumervilles, the crafty guys like Freeney and Mathis, you know, the gritty guys like Lamar Woodley and James Harrison. Then, you know, I like the overly athletic guys from way back, like, you know, Derek Thomas and Roosevelt Coleman when he first came in. And I went back and actually watched some Kevin Green, and Lawrence Taylor is my favorite player. So, you know, I've always been fascinated with just explosive guys. You know, I always try to build myself in that mold or play in that way. So explosive, physical, and fast, relentless, those type of guys. Is what I would like to remind people of.
You know, Jason, I'm pretty impressed with you kind of going back a little bit. I mean, a lot of those names you said, if I talk to a lot of kids, I don't think they're going to know the Roosevelt Colvins and the Kevin Green. So you're obviously a student of the game.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
A lot of people grew up and they wanted to be, you know, lawyers, doctors, astronauts, or whatever it may be. You know, but since I was 12, I wanted to play football. So I learned the game from an old school coach and the game for what it's meant to be, not for, you know, what I guess people my age today make it out to be. So I just love the game. I have a strong passion for it, and I try to learn everything about it.
Jason Worlds, Virginia Tech Hokie, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. The show is powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Jason, you know, you're talking about, you know, growing up and loving the game. I mean, since you were a little boy, 12 years old, Pop Warner football, high school and on upward, I mean, were you always kind of a step a bit above everybody? And what other positions did you kind of, you know, play as you were moving along to, you know, the final destination, a defensive end?
Well, actually, I didn't play Pop Warner. I never actually made the weight. You know, I've always been one of the bigger kids.
Okay.
So, in New Jersey, there was a weight restriction. So coming up, I played everything else. You know, I did baseball, I did basketball, I played soccer, you know, I did all those sports. And then when I finally got to high school, I played defensive end, I played linebacker, inside and out. I returned kicks, I I played running back, I played fullback, you know, I played tight end, you know, I did it all. So really just trying to find my niche, and I found it at defensive end.
Nice. If you could play any other position, is there anyone that you missed? I mean, you kind of mentioned a lot of them. Is there anyone that you kind of wish you could?
I'm a corner. I'm a cornerback at heart. I'm an aggressive, in-your-face, one-on-one man corner.
I like that. I love it. Jason Worlds once again here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. So, Jason, I mean, you know, you start getting these phone calls to visit different clubs. I mean, that takes a whole other, you know, I think, level in itself. I mean, what's it like, you know, your agent or whatnot giving you a call saying, you know, such and such team is interested in you? I mean, does it get, I know it doesn't get old, but, I mean, does the novelty of it all, does it wear off at all?
No. It's the real. Just to have teams that you always grew up watching actually genuinely interested in. You know, I came from the busy last season, actually on Monday, this past Monday, I said it to the Jordan and they were good and got my agent called and told me that, you know,
I can barely hear you, Jason. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost from Monday on. I didn't hear nothing.
I said from Monday, my agent called me and told me that a team wanted to fly me in.
Okay.
You know, well, I had to visit another team on Tuesday, so I didn't think it would fit. And he told me, like, well, they want to fly you in today. So, you know, things like that, you know, you those things never get old.
Nice. And, I mean, is it kind of the same routine through all the teams?
Yeah, you know, every team does it a little bit differently, but it's basically the same thing.
Nice. And since we don't know who you visited, we won't know and they won't know, is there any team that, you know, that really stuck out to you that you really liked overall?
I mean, I liked every team, you know, in their own little way. Every team had offered something different. Every team played the 3-4 a little differently, you know. Or if it was a 4-3 team, they had a different idea of where they wanted to put me. So, Every team brought something special. I wouldn't say any particular team.
Okay, so nobody really just stood out above the others, then?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to say.
I guess that, you know, and I'm just saying, it wasn't just one perfect spot, like you said. They all kind of all had their perks. So.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the other question I like asking you guys is, I mean, would you like to get to a team? No, you got to pick one. I mean, if you got to a team where they already had some established guys and you kind of had to wait and learn, but you were successful as a team, or would you like to kind of, you know, get your feet planted in right away and, you know, start, you know, making your own name and building the team up yourself?
I think that kind of contradicts everything, to build a team up yourself.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, like, kind of go to a team that's, you know, not a winner, but you can kind of step in and play immediately.
Yeah, you know, I mean, of course, I love to play, but I think to go somewhere where we're winning, you know, and those guys are respected, and to go in there and earn respect from those guys and contribute, and then, you know, compete and work my way into a starting role, that'd be ideal, you know. I love to come in and play, you know, first day, but why not learn?
Yeah,
I want to be the best, so.
There you go. Jason Worlds, the Virginia Tech Hokies. One of the top prospects in this year's upcoming draft. It's 1 week away, next Thursday, New York City, April 22nd. The first round selections will be going off the board. Jason, I was interested to ask you this question as well. Number 6 in college, right?
Yes, sir.
At the next level, I mean, you won't be able to carry that number over. Have you given any thought to which number that you might go after if you can?
No, I haven't even thought about it.
You might think about it now, man.
Yeah. 56. We're still 56 out there.
There you go. Lawrence Taylor, the 56 number.
Why not?
Oh, that's terrific. Well, Jason, we want to thank you for coming on, but before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three downs and outs, and they're just some fun questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to take a shot with those?
Sure.
All right. First down, Jason, if you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Sanaa Lathan.
Oh, very nice. Second down is, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talent could you showcase?
my ability to squat.
All right, that's fair enough. right. Here, I'll get you on this one then. If you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which one would you want to be?
A boy band or what? What was it?
Or a male runway model.
Wow. I would be a boy band lead singer. I feel bad saying that.
Hey, that's the fun of it, right? it's not one of those answers where you kind of feel good either way.
Either way.
You just want to leave with one that makes you feel with the most dignity.
You know? Yeah, I like that.
I appreciate it. And you know what, Jason, real quick, I lied to you. I got one more question for you. You were in the scouting. You went to the scouting combine. I was down there covering it myself. But all you guys had all that Under Armour gear. And most of the guys I talked to that went down there, they said that you didn't have enough room to pack everything up to take back with you. But when you got home, everyone took everything, and there was nothing left. Do you have anything left?
Yeah, I do, because I had it shipped to my apartment in Blacksburg, so
okay.
my family doesn't even know about it, so I guess you just spilled the beans.
I'm sorry about. Well, you better hide the box, or
do something. Yeah. I'll figure something out.
Yeah, you better have somebody you can really trust hide that box, and you know, you can mail it to my house if you want. And, yeah, because I'm 5'2" and like 150 pounds, so
I'll just send it to you.
Yeah, so everything you have, I don't think, it's going to be too big for me, so. Well, Jason, hey, next week, man, I can't wait to see where you're going to land. You have a great future, and we appreciate you taking some time. You said you were working out, so you stopped your workout to join us here on the NFL Draft Bible, but everyone here wishes you the best moving forward.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. That's Jason Worlds, the Virginia Tech Hokie. He projects to that outside linebacker defensive end spot at the next level. Two-time ACC, first team. Very talented young man. Very powerful. He had that nice jump right off the ball. I think that's one of the things that stands out about him. Very quick to that ball. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. We are 1 week away from the NFL Draft. This is what we've been building towards. Remember, if you go to the NFL Draft Bible, you're going to find out all the latest player news. We're getting those team workouts in. We're also getting the latest pro days. There's still a lot of numbers out there to gather because, everyone likes to keep those under wraps, but we're trying to get those numbers out there for you. I'm your host, Beau Marchant, and today's guest was Jason Worlds from the Virginia Tech Hokies. Again, if you want to really watch one of the top young prospects in this year's upcoming draft, you're going to definitely want to get well-read about Jason Worlds, because he's definitely a world-class talent when it comes to the NFL draft. I'm your host, Beau Marchant. Thanks again.